Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. You know, everybody wants more. They want more time. They want more money. They want more success. But how many want more of Christ? Now, that should be a priority in the life of every Christian. But other than reading your Bible or attending a conference every now and then, most Christians just plug along like everyone else. Sometimes we need someone that will motivate us and hold us accountable to each other and, most of all, to Jesus. Amen? Amen. My guest today started doing just that. He has authored a book titled 10X for Christ, Discovering Your 10X Lifestyle in Jesus Christ. Carlos Rosales has been in business for over 35 years. 10 years ago, he launched Focal Point Coaching in the greater Houston, Texas area, and he helps business leaders across all genres to grow and develop while integrating faith into their business. Carlos is also the chair of the Houston Convene program. Through Convene, he engages business owners and CEOs in a team environment to profitably grow their businesses and increase their leadership impact using peer-to-peer collaboration and one-on-one coaching. And he's here today to help us 10X our life in Jesus. Amen. Help me welcome to the program, Carlos Rosales. Carlos, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, what an exciting time to be able to share this with your listeners today. I appreciate your enthusiasm and the mission that you have, and I'm really delighted to be on your show today. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Now, the first question I always ask is this. Other than that short bio I just read, tell us in your own words, who is Carlos Rosales?
Wow, that's a big question, but I'm going to kind of narrow it down quickly if I could. My life mission is to speak truth into men's lives and help them be their best self in Christ Jesus. So my goal every day when I wake up in the morning is my prayer is, and I write out my prayer, which is maybe a little bit unusual, but I started doing this and it's a great way to really speak to the Lord because your mind doesn't drift as much as it does when you pray.
Amen.
But my prayer every day, Pastor Robert, is Lord, help me, A, to stay in the center of your will, to walk in your righteousness, and really be an instrument for you. If we can be salt and light every day, what a difference we can make. We can be difference makers and life changers. And that's kind of who I am today. I'm blessed with a great family. We just celebrated Thanksgiving. But the bottom line is that I've kind of reset my priorities, if you will, so that my day starts in the center of God's will.
Amen.
And I pray that every day I can stay there.
Amen. Amen. Now, I'm going to get to your book in a minute, but I think it's important for our listeners to understand the background for the book. And I believe that background includes how you became the chair for the greater Houston area for Convene. First of all, tell us what Convene is and how it helps business owners and CEOs.
Well, thanks for asking that, Pastor Robert. Convene is what we call a peer-to-peer board, if you will. So it's a non-paid board of advisors that will help business owners. What we believe is to help them grow stronger businesses, become better leaders, and honor the kingdom of God at the same time. And so I've been, as you mentioned, I was a Focal Point coach in 2007. But one day I was looking at LinkedIn profiles and I saw on the right-hand side, it said Christian business owners. I thought, well, I'm a Christian, I'm a business owner. And I quickly realized that I couldn't be a candidate to join a team, but I could become a chair. So through God's calling, it led me to leave the Focal Point franchise and join Convene 100%. Hmm. So what Convene's all about is, just as I said, it's all about the life of the leader. How can we get every one of our members to be more and do more for Jesus Christ through their businesses? And it's not a Bible study. We do real work. We focus on real business topics, and we help each other. And so it's a trusted place you can come. And that's what most business owners are facing. They're isolated.
Yeah.
They can't talk to their partners. They can't talk to their wife a lot of times. It's frightening to them. They're having financial difficulties. But they can come to a safe meeting surrounded by brothers who love them and care about them and are going to give them some good advice. And that's really what Convene's all about. God called me to this 7 years ago now, and I've been leading a team now for 6 years.
Hey, man. How'd you become the chair for the organization in Houston? I mean, that's a pretty big area.
Well, it is, and it's a little bit, that title sounds impressive, but the reality is that we're all chairs. We have 45 chairs in the United States, so each group has a chair, and so I was selected by Convene. It's a selection process you have to go to, and you go through training, et cetera, and then you become the chair. Another word could be facilitator, mm-hmm. or leader, but okay. As I said before, my role... these guys have more business acumen. I think there's probably 400 years of business expertise in our group. So where can I bring the most value? And that's helping them stay centered on God's word, because Amen. They're going to be better financial people. They're going to be better entrepreneurs, better marketing guys in the room. But my role is to keep them centered on what's most important.
Amen. Amen. How can a business owner or entrepreneur or CEO use your 10X training to grow their business, their network with other like-minded believers, and serve the Lord in the position of influence that He's placed them in? How do you incorporate all that?
Well, I think that's a great question, Robert. And I think really the bottom line here is understanding who we belong to, whose we are kind of thing, and who we are in Christ. Because oftentimes what we do is we have a separation in our lives. We think our faith is over here, but our business is over here. And they don't really come together. But the reality is, once a business owner, entrepreneur, or even a manager understands that everything that they do, everything that they own belongs to God, it changes the perspective. Years and years ago, when I worked for the Zig Ziglar Corporation, we used to teach goal setting. And if you'll imagine in your mind, Robert, a wagon wheel, the old mm-hmm. style you see on a stagecoach, yep. and each spoke would be an area of your life. So maybe fitness or finance or that sort of thing. And what we used to teach is you'd put your name in the middle and then you'd score yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. Mm-hmm. Well, about 3 years ago, I wrote a blog that said Zig had it wrong. And I love the man. And to this day, he's been a great influence on my life. But the reality in the center of that spoke can't be you. It's got to be God.
Amen.
So when we begin to understand that everything in our lives, our business, our families, our health, goes through that lens, what does God say about this? It can be transformative. I was talking to a young man recently, a pastor, as a matter of fact, and he said, yeah, I listen to all this motivational tapes and I do it every day. And I'm thinking, that's great. But shouldn't your motivation come from God's word?
Yeah.
Because it's not just a something you take in a little segment. It's a tremendous love story, as my friend Dwight Edwards would say. From the beginning to end, it's God's plan for our lives. We have to dig in there and get it. So my encouragement to people is spend time in the word every day. You won't need any additional motivation.
Amen. Amen. How does, when you hold your meetings, and like you said, there's going to be business people that run the gamut of industries and services they provide and all that, and you unite them together, focused on Christ, how does that not become a preaching session, but an encouragement session?
That's a great question. So we start all of our meetings with a devotional. Mm-hmm. I want to get my guys focused on the Lord and focused on His Word. And then we have what we call a content piece. Actually, before we do that, we share blessings and challenges, which is prayer requests. But then we do a content piece. So, for example, we're having our meeting next week, and it's all about where you are in some of the areas we just talked about, the five key areas of your life. They get to rate themselves, and then we keep that information. The following year, we go back and say, okay, this is where you were last year. Where are you this year? So it's a content-driven piece that's going to focus them on some area of their business or their life. In this case, it's personal goal setting for the end of the year. We may have a speaker come in that talks about different topics, whether it be personnel or building a culture or working mm-hmm. with millennials. All of that is focused around the business. And then really the afternoon is where the rubber meets the road for most of these business owners. where the members will bring problems and challenges, or what we call opportunities and challenges, and they'll share with the group. They'll get input from the group. They'll seek guidance from God's word, and then we'll offer them input as to how the problem may be solved. We don't ever tell anyone what to do, but we do give them insight based on, again, the experience of the room.
Right.
And the exciting thing is that we can find most of the answers. For example, many years ago, one of our members was asking questions about delegation. Well, what's the first story of delegation in the Bible? It's when Jethro came and talked to Moses, and he was overwhelmed.
Yep.
So he taught him how to delegate. And some people say the first story of delegation is really God giving the responsibility to Adam for managing the garden. That could be another example. But the bottom line is we need to learn from God's word on how to run a business more effectively.
Yeah, amen, amen. You know, I know in business, there's some, for lack of a better term, unscrupulous business leaders who think it's all about the bottom line.
That's right.
And that is an important part of running a business. There's no doubt about that. But it sounds like you take it to an entirely different level and have them focus really somewhat all up on serving their clients, yes, but also serving each other, the other business owners in the process, and the networking and the support and helping one another over and through difficult times that each individual may be facing. How did you grow into this facet of ministry?
Well, I think more than anything else is, you know, I've been studying this kind of thing since for the last 40 years, really, and looking at different businesses and different approaches. And the thing that I've come to realize more than anything else, and Patrick Lencioni says it in his book, The Advantage, the culture trumps strategy every time. So one of my main objectives with my clients is to develop a strong, healthy culture. And once we do that, then everything kind of flows from there. So that's really kind of my objective when I start working with a client is let's examine our culture. And of course, because of who I am and who my members are, Christ is a part of that culture. It may not be overtly stated, but our core values, what are our core values? Well, they're based on biblical principles.
Amen.
Faith, integrity, trust. Mm-hmm. All of those sort of things are really based on Judeo-Christian principles. In fact, it was interesting. I was talking to a man recently and one of the podcasts I'd done. He said he went back and did some research on all the companies that survived the Great Depression. And he said, you know what was fascinating? Every one of them operated their business on Judeo-Christian principles.
Oh, amen.
And so to me, that's what it's all about. If you start with the right foundation, and that's the culture, everything will fall in line. As you said, profits and profitability is important. But if it becomes your single most focus, then you will take shortcuts in other areas.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Okay. Let's move to your book now. Let's talk about your book, 10X for Christ, Discovering Your 10X Lifestyle in Jesus Christ. What motivated you to write your book, 10X for Christ?
Well, it was kind of a combination of things. As I began to discover what my calling was and how I could speak truth into men's lives, I decided I needed to do something more. Because I think what happens too many times in our lives, Pastor Robert, is we get complacent. You know, we go into this routine, we go to work, I minister to the guys that I work with, and I'm, you know, faithful to my family, et cetera, et cetera. But the Holy Spirit was giving me some kind of a calling to say, I want you to do more. And when the whole idea came up to write a devotional, I was reluctant at first because I don't consider myself an author. I'm certainly not a theologian. But here's the exciting part, and I think this is an important message for all your listeners, is God can use you in your strength. And so but you have to let him work in you rather than trying to do it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So what started this was I was asked to do a devotion. I'm on the leadership team at Convene, and I was asked to do a devotional, and I happened to be studying the book of Daniel. And so it was really fascinating to me when you really look at the story of Daniel. I encourage all your readers to read Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting because think about this for a minute, and you know I'm a lot older than most people on this broadcast or the listeners, but I'm 68, but Think about 50 years ago when I was 18 years old. If I had been taken into captivity and I was a slave, okay, and that's what happened with Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel. These are young Jewish boys. They're in captivity. They're slaves, basically. But in Daniel 1, it said that the Holy Spirit gave them favor, and so they were selected to serve on the king's court. Mm-hmm. Now, think about this for a minute. You're 18 years old. You're a slave. You're thinking, man, my life is over. But guess what? I can serve on the king's court, which means I have access to the king's wine and the king's food. I, at 18, might have said, hey, it's time to party. This is God's favor, amen. Right?
That's all right.
But they said, no, we're not going to do that. Daniel said, if it's okay with you, we'd like to have just vegetables and water. Well, the guy in charge said, wait a minute. If you do that and you get sick, the king's not going to hurt you. It's going to kill me. Daniel said, let's try it. So the foundation of this book came from Daniel 1:20, and I'm going to read this. I like to get it exactly right.
Amen.
In all matters requiring information and balanced judgment, the king found these four young men's advice 10 times better than that of all the skilled magicians and wise astrologers in the realm. So what that's telling me is in that day, these were the wisest men in the country, and yet these four young men were found to be 10 times wiser. And then if you go on the rest of the story, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were told they had to worship the bronze statue of Nebuchadnezzar, and they refused. Yep. But guess what? They get thrown into the fiery furnace. But what's really telling about this is that when the king says to him, I'm going to throw you in the fiery furnace if you don't worship it, the statue, they said, that's okay. Our God will deliver us, but even if he doesn't, we're not going to do it.
Right.
And that made him mad, and he heated up the furnace. And then we know the story. They were in there, and there was a fourth person in there. Many believe that was Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, so then further down in the book, Daniel won't stop praying to his God, and they set him up. So now he's got to spend the night in the lion's den. And, of course, he's spared. And what I got to thinking about this, Pastor Robert, is that why can't we live with that kind of boldness today?
Exactly.
Because more, you know, maybe in third world countries you have to face lions, but in today's world, in this United States, we're not going to have to face the fiery furnace. We're not going to have to be in a lion's den. Yet, we stay on the sidelines. We don't get out and exercise our faith the way God wants us to. And so this was, to me, a call to encourage others to be more, to do more for Christ.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. And I love the Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. You know, that story is, it's gotten me through trying times more than once, put it like that. You know, like, God, if you did this for them, I know you'll do it for me.
Praise Amen. And you know, that's a wonderful thing you just said, Pastor Robert, because the reality, it's the same God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes we don't believe that he can do that for us today because that was back in the Old Testament or whatever, a long time ago. But the reality is God is still active in people's lives. We have to yield to him. We have to be obedient. And that's what those four young Jewish boys did.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Now, this is a 1-year, 52-week devotional. Is that right?
That is correct. That is correct.
And not a daily devotional, but a weekly devotional?
No, I'm sorry. It is daily, but it's Monday through Friday. Wow. Being that I work with business people, I know that on weekends they're going to do other things. So it's Monday through Friday, and it is 52 weeks. But you can start every time, so it's not dated. You don't have to start January 1 kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And if you get behind, it's not a problem. The thing that I like to tell people, this is an interactive devotional. Mm-hmm. Each day there is a verse that's written, printed on the page, and it's relevant or related to the topic for the day. Then there's three additional verses the readers can look up. Then there's a reflection, which is my thoughts of that particular theme for the day or for the week. And then there's a chance for you, once you've read the verses and kind of read my reflection, to record your own. So it's interactive where you can actually journal. And then finally, each day is closed with a prayer that I've written. And so it's really a way to engage you in the Word of God, to reflect on it, and then pray.
Amen. Amen. So are those the five main points of your book? Or
the five main points actually are they're broken down into 10 weeks each of the 5 weeks.
Can you share what those are?
Absolutely. Well, week one is foundation. So we want to start with where are we today? It's kind of like that wagon wheel I was talking to you about earlier. Where am I right now? And there's an assessment I'll tell you about also that your listeners can take after this, they hear this podcast. But weeks 2 to 11 is what we call east to west. And it's a whole concept of God has forgiven our sins from east to west. And the reality is so many people are carrying baggage around from their past, from their lives. Yeah, but God doesn't really understand how bad I've been or whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, God's forgiveness is complete. And once we accept that, we can start overcoming the darkness in our lives. We can start understanding that God accepts us unconditionally. We can start understanding repentance, the renewing of your mind, the new creation that we are in Christ, and not to be conformed to this world, and then walk with peace. So that's the first 10 weeks. So Monday through Friday, for example, week two, we're going to focus every day on God's gifts. And there are different verses that support God's gift. And mm-hmm. each week is the same way. So the first 10 weeks is east to west. And then we go from week 12 to 21. And we focus on the whole concept of masterpiece. I was a fan of Zig Ziglar's, as I mentioned earlier, and I was listening to some of his old tapes. And he said, if you had $1 million racehorse, you probably wouldn't keep him up till all hours of the nights, you know, drinking coffee, smoking cigarettes, and going to bars. And he said, but why do you do it yourself? Now, I know the people in this audience maybe not do those things, but the reality is, if we are indeed God's masterpiece, how do we see ourselves?
Yeah.
And one of the things that's so important in a 10X walk is that, first of all, in the east to west, the first 10 weeks, that we begin to see ourselves the way Christ sees us, because that's transformational. Amen. We've accepted who we are. We're forgiven for our sins. And we walk into the masterpiece section. We're talking about in the 10 weeks, things like the full armor of God. What does it mean to put on the full armor of God, to soar with wings of eagle, to understand that we are a royal priesthood, to start it, you know, it's a new beginning for us, understanding God's word, giving thanks. Because I believe that part of the 10X lifestyle is having an attitude of gratitude. So are we giving thanks?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then, of course, allowing God to work in us. Because, in other words, if we're going to be transformed, we've got to let the Holy Spirit do the heavy lifting. Because the reality, when we start to try to do it on our own, we're going to fail. Oh, and so that's part of that section. And then, of course, we finish week 21 with all things work together for God.
Amen.
And so that's that. Then we move into abundance. And to me, I think a lot of people have a misconception about what abundance means. It means, you know, having lots of money and a nice car and a nice house. I don't think any of those things are wrong or you shouldn't have. But, you know, I spent, I've been to Haiti a couple of times and watched mm-hmm. some of the children there. Mm-hmm. And they don't have anything. And yet they live a life of abundance every day. They have that joy. And so that's what my hope is for people who go through this devotion, is to look at that and start to understand what abundance means. It's who you are in Christ. And that's one of the questions that you'll be able to take after this broadcast. It's an assessment, and you'll be able to, one of the questions is around abundance. We look at being strong and having agreement with other believers, mm-hmm. understanding that our opportunities are new every morning, understanding we need to rejoice in the Lord, and understanding we're more than conquerors.
Amen.
Each one of these is a title that for the each week, serving others with joy, God's qualities, and to be healed. So that pretty much rounds out the abundance section, and we move on from there.
Amen. So what's the next section?
Well, that's 10X.
Oh, okay.
So what does it look like? What does it look like to be a 10Xer?
Yeah.
And so we talk about the story, of course, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But I think the thing that we need to recognize is that as 10Xers in Christ, we have this wisdom that comes from the Holy Spirit, and we need to live in that wisdom. We need to recognize that Christ is in us. We need to understand what it means when Jesus, you know, in the, one of the weeks is called Jesus Said So. And it's a story of Peter when he had been fishing all night. And he's fishing all night. He doesn't catch a single thing. And Jesus is on the side of the bank. And he shows up and he says to Peter, cast the net on the other side. Now, you know, Peter's probably thinking to himself, look, I'm a professional fisherman. I've been doing it my whole life.
Amen.
And I love Jesus, but what does he know about being a fisherman, right? Well, but here's the key to that verse. He says, Lord, because you say so, I'll do it.
Amen. Amen.
And we know the story, right? He threw it on the other side of the boat. He had more fish that he could bring into the boat. But the point is, if we listen to God's calling and overcome our own doubt, then we can do so much more. And that's part of the 10X lifestyle.
Hey everyone, Pastor Bob here. We're all out of time for today's episode, where I've been interviewing Carlos Rosales about not just his book, 10X for Christ, Discovering Your 10X Lifestyle in Jesus Christ, but also about his business. It is so impactful, so necessary, so needful to have business owners, Christian business owners, focus on their faith while growing their business, because believe it or not, their faith in Christ will help them to grow their business. When you hold fast to your principles, when you hold fast to your values, your Christian values, you're just under the blessing. And when you're operating under the blessing, everything works better. Amen. Come back tomorrow as we conclude our interview with Carlos Rosales. Till then, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing FaithCasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with FaithCasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the FaithCasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. FaithCasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a FaithCaster. FaithCasters, your voice, your platform, your success.